Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Time is just wonderful, isn't it? What a gift from God that we've been given, this wonderful gift of time. I want to encourage you, you know, that, you know, you have a limited amount of time. I'm at a limited amount of time to be able to bring God glory in your life. A limited amount of time that, I mean, you know, watching the 15th series of Star Trek, that just might be out of, it might be out of kilter there. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, you have a limited amount of time. We don't know how much time we have left on earth. And those that are believers, those that have made Jesus the Lord of their life, you know, we're going to be hanging out and have eternity to talk about what we did. Or maybe hanging our head for what we should have done but didn't do. And with that, you know, we want to be able to encourage you that, you know, make the most. And that's what VFN Radio is here for, and also VFN TV. You know, we think about VFN Radio as the torch, you know, to be able to bring light to your day-to-day life about what's going on, getting God's perspective. And VFN TV is the sword. You know, it is a sword of God's word and the teachings and precept upon precept and prophetic words of what's happening and how to live your life and what's going on. And so you literally have the torch and the sword we have here for you to be able to encourage you, to empower you, to be able to be all that God's called you to be, so that when you do stand before the throne of God, and we all will, you know, that you won't have regrets. You won't regret. And there's two regrets. John, there's two regrets everybody has at the end of their life. I don't care who they are, whether they are wealthy or whether they are poor, wherever they grew up, you know, wherever they didn't grow, I mean, whatever it was, whatever it is, whatever, how big influence they had in this life or not, they normally have two regrets. The first regret that they have is, and you know this, when you spend all the years in law enforcement and ministry, I have, you know, it's just kind of understand that. And remind me to tell you something else a friend of mine told me that works with hospice of what he said as well. He summed up something that was very important. But he says they have two regrets. They have two regrets. The first regret is they wish they would have done more for their family because they're about to leave them. You know, they say, this is what they say. They say, bring my family, buy my bed. You know, and you have all those regrets. You think, oh, I should have been a better mother. I should have been a better father. I should have been a better son. I should have been a better daughter. You know, I should have been a whatever. You know, you start thinking about all that. And you can eliminate those, by the way, by doing, you know, seeing that day is going to come and do what's right. You can eliminate tomorrow's regrets today. And the other regret that people often have is, I wish I would have done more for God because I'm about to see him. See, it doesn't matter. I remember there was a PBS did a special on a man that he was an atheist, and he was just going to go ahead and you know, self-assisted suicide, but he was actually going to take his own life, you know, where somebody giving him the stuff. And so they videoed this whole thing. And this man was just, you know, when he had his energies and he was up, he was totally convinced in his own mind that, there was no God. And, he just going to do it because he had a terminal illness, and he was going to go ahead and just take his life. But they followed him the whole time, you know, and as it got closer and closer to that day, he bailed out on his beliefs.
Oh, wow.
Because he got really, really nervous. You know why? Because every man knows. I don't care who you say you are. You know. You're about to stand before the throne of God. Your life is about to end, and instantly you're going to be with him. You're going to be with him. And he knew it. And I'm thinking, man, this is long, drawn-out, depressing documentary, you know, but just the Lord of the Martyrs, watch it. And we'll watch it to the end and see what he does. And in the end, he started questioning his own beliefs and said, I just don't know now. Well, you were so confident.
Yeah, right.
But now you're hours away from standing before the throne of God. Listen, everybody bails on the end of that doctrine. Don't listen to them. They bail on the end. They bail on two doctrines. That doctrine that God's not real, because he is, and they know it. And at the last moment, even though they deceive many, they're confronted with that reality. And the other thing they bail on is that if you said a prayer somewhere, then everything's okay. You know, because they realize all those things that have been told to them at that point, they know whether they've made it right with God or not in their hearts. They know that.
And it's so true.
Yeah, isn't it?
That reminds me, and you remember this, when I was a chaplain intern at the LSU Medical Center, and I would go around and in this internship, I had the chance to go, and I lived in the hospital, and I prayed for all the patients that would come on in. It was so cool. It was a great chance just to minister to them and bless them. And no matter what their condition was, Greg, no matter, I mean, these I've ministered to people that were on their way on a vacation. This one family, the SUV flipped, and a 14-year-old daughter just flies out the window. And you had the entire family spread on all different floors of the hospital. And just to be able to minister to people in their time of need, and it was amazing. The greatest thing that I found is exactly what you're saying, Greg. I remember a young girl who disobeyed her parents, and they told her she couldn't go out to the party. She left to the party anyway, and her ex-boyfriend saw her talking to another boy out to this party and shot into the into this party. And he missed the boy and shot her 7 times. And she lived. And she lived.
Wow.
And as I'm going up and down these floors all day long, I lived in the hospital. The one remarkable thing that the Lord continued to show me was how much he loves his people. You know, I went into one room where this man was in intensive care. He could barely just, I mean, I don't even know if he was alive. I mean, he was just blinking his eyes.
He was showing you how much he loves people.
Yeah, he loves people.
Because presently some of those guys had not yet made him the Lord of their life.
Well, correct. Yes, they had not, right.
And so he loves you. God loves you, right? And that's what you were saying, right?
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. And he wants to give people a chance. Mm-hmm. He wants people a chance to give their hearts to him. But he wants them to know that he loves them. And I went to this one person that was in the hospital intensive care unit, and apparently he had been in jail because there was a security guard, a corrections officer, right there in his room. I mean, Pat, where was he going to go? He was connected to everything. He wasn't going to go anywhere. And yet I was thinking, you know, and just praying and real silent over this man. And I just started thinking, I said, you know, maybe this guy has never even darkened the door of a church, or maybe he's even cried out to God, but God, you love him so much that at this particular time you've allowed me to come into this place and talk with him and share with him the love of God. And that's what it's all about. It's about reaching out to him and knowing that he loves you.
That's right. It's totally, totally right. And, you know, and quite often people have darkened the doors of buildings and they haven't met the church, you know, the people, the believers. And here they were, you know, in a hospital about to meet the church because you were there, you know, serving and ministering there. And which is was a pretty wild place at that time. Do you remember that?
Very wild, very wild. But at that moment, it's amazing how nothing else matters. You know, when the person would come on in, and you know, ambulance, I would be right there in the emergency room, and I would be the one to look through your wallet, your purse, and
what?
And
you were looking through their wallets,
yes,
dude.
Yes,
you were robbing them in the emergency room. What's up with that?
No. I was looking for the next of kin, so the whole family would come on in.
But
it's amazing how everything that was so important before is no longer important now.
Isn't it?
You know, all these other ideas, all these other plans, you know, and that's all that they care about. At that last moment, when it's all said and done, you know, what have I done for my family? Because I'm getting ready to leave them. And do I know God? Because I'm getting ready to. Why wait? Why wait for that moment? Oftentimes I'm talking to the people who says, well, you know, I'm not ready. Well, what would it take if you lost an arm? Would you be ready to come to God? If you lost a leg, would you? And I've heard people say, "Well, yeah, you know, if I was crippled or if I was disabled, maybe I'd come." Well, why wait for that moment to come? Why not give your heart to a loving God that loves you? I tell you, He loves you, and you can accept Him today.
Yes, most definitely, most definitely. You know, so I just want to encourage you that God loves you. God's got a plan for your life. And it's good.
That's right.
It's a good plan.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.